Well, she is a loose woman. No, really, she is. And she's talked about her knickers live on the telly. She's a scream, an absolute comedy queen. Judy Love, welcome to Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Thank you, Trina. It's an absolute pleasure. I mean, what a way to start off. She talks about her knickers live on TV. Well, it is what it is, girl.
It is. And come here, I do the exact same only on the radio, you know, but I don't have the visual, so I can't hold up the tong for the camera like you do.
And honestly, they needed, when I lifted up my knickers, they needed to just do a wide on the camera angle. Loved it.
I have to say, like, who's wearing thongs these days? I love a big granny knicker.
Girl, in 2026, I'm not here for it. I want a granny knickers. I don't care if it's summertime or if it's little sexy time. You know, I need someone who can work with the granny knickers. Then I know you're a grown man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And I actually don't even care if you can see them through my trousers or whatever. You know, the way you used to go for make sure that they were the right colour to go with the trousers. I don't care. I don't care anymore.
We're in that era, isn't it? We know ourselves. We don't have to worry about all those other things outside. We know ourselves.
Yes, hence why I've come on to a Zoom interview with Judy Love and I literally have not brushed my hair. I have not brushed my hair. I have not put any makeup on. So thanks for making the effort yourself.
I've had those days, and what I do, what you need to understand, when I'm speaking to my agents and stuff, I'm like, is this on camera? So I got up and I drawed on these eyebrows because I was like, no one needs to see this in the morning. It's all good, but today we're going to do a little something, and uh-huh. The hair is combed at the edge, but honey boo boo inside there, let's just leave it how it is.
All the men listening are going to be like, what? They draw on their eyebrows? Yes, we do.
They know this. They've had moments with us when they've woken up next to us and seen those same eyebrows and eyelashes on the pillowcase. Don't act like you don't know.
True. That my husband always says, do you remember the days when you used to care and you'd shave your legs and you might make a dinner? Those days are gone.
He's loving it. He ain't going nowhere.
He says he gets to, his own legs get exfoliated in the middle of the night because of the hair on mine.
Life. This is life. Yeah, this is real life. Tell him he's living real life and it's beautiful.
And everyone's like that. Don't be minding Instagram. Not everyone looks like the way they look on Instagram. Listen to me. You've done pretty well. 30,000 tickets sold on your comedy tour. Excusez-moi.
Yeah. It's been amazing. I ended at Hammersmith Apollo and then it was like towards the end, I was like, no, I feel like I've got more in me. And last time when I did my tour in 2024, I didn't get to go to Dublin or Ireland or, you know, and Belfast. And I was like, this time I want to go there. I want to get there. So yeah. I was like, let's extend. And I'm going to give them a little bit more. I've got another 10 or 12 shows coming up. And I'm really excited. I'm so excited to go and come over and just bring a bit of me over there.
Now that is happening in the Ambassador in Dublin in September. So the 4th of September, it's the Friday night,
yes.
Isn't it? Yeah.
So, yes, it is.
Now, I hope you're not jetting out straight away afterwards, are you?
Oh, no, I've got to stay for a pint of Guinness, yeah. And some good food. And yeah, the next day I'm in Belfast. But yeah, I'm definitely going to be there. I'm going to make sure I fly in early.
Yeah, I mean, Belfast's only up the road. So you're grand. Plenty of time. Come here,
plenty
to me.
Of time.
The show is all about juggling life like we were just talking about. The everyday, you know, we can all relate to.
It's just about juggling real life. And I talk about love and empathy and how we use it sometimes in the wrong way and we use it in a good way. And sometimes we don't have enough love and empathy for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I go through a little bit of a timeline for myself as a young child and being a good girl and being a young woman and still being a good girl and being a middle-aged woman, still being a good girl, because that's how society has set up for us as women. Uh-huh. And then I'm at this age where I'm like, forget this.
Now she's on Loose Women showing her knickers.
Again. So I'm just like, what is this? Like, let me have some love and empathy for myself. We go through things and sometimes stuff happens in our life and we've got to forgive ourselves and move on and learn from it and just be okay to sit in the moment of whatever's going on in your life, but just have that love and empathy for yourself.
Have you always been funny or was this something that started later on? Because you've had such massive success with your viral videos and all the TV shows you've done. And last one, laughing. Oh, my God, what a concept for a show.
We're still laughing.
Oh, stop.
Honestly, when I got that email about that show, I was like, OK, this sounds, you know, just going in. When I got in, you don't realize that even in your conversations, you smile, you giggle, you brush your nose, you scratch. And I was like, this is hard. So I was glad to come towards the end. But no, I think when I was young, there was, you know, I used to see things on TV and there's people that I'd watched, like Whoopi Goldberg. I was like, oh my God, I was amazed by her. And I do remember being in the rooms with family members and I'd be doing stuff and dancing and entertaining them. So there was always something there.
Yeah.
And I remember talking to someone the other day and my family, when they see me perform, they will say to me, I'm like, how is it? And they were like, yeah, that's who we saw when you was five. Well, not talking about certain things, but you know, that they knew that that person, that entertainment person was in there. So
yeah.
It's really interesting. So yeah, it was always there in school, at work, but I always just saw it as just like, it's one thing of being funny with your friends and brethren, but being funny to an audience is a different thing. So I'm so blessed that I've been able to develop that to bring love and laughter to so much more people.
Gosh, your first show that you ever did, your first stand-up show, I'd say you remember that very clearly, do you?
Woo, girl, I mean, I explained that 1 minute joke for 20 minutes. You know, I dissected that joke. Okay, I was the joke, not the joke.
That would be when me. I would die on the stage. That would be the end of me.
I had about three jokes, and really and truly, three jokes could be like 3 minutes, if that. And this set was 20 minutes. But I'm still grateful for it because it's so nice to be able to see the journey. This was like 11, 12 years ago, the journey. And there's a difference between storytelling and actually demolishing the joke. And it's a great thing to be able to look back on and see how you've kind of learned and progressed.
Yes.
And, you know, even as comedians who do a lot of shows, you still can have those moments. I remember a couple of years back, I was doing a show at a comedy show and I had two rooms that I did downstairs, absolutely smashed it, went upstairs, did the same joke, and the audience was like, I don't know if I like that one. And you're like, oh my God.
No.
But those moments are good because that nervousness and that moment of things not just going straight allows you to push against the grain and come back again, or in that moment use maybe your skills of, like, you know, just being able to off riff in that moment. So it's all a part of it.
It's just such a skill, I think. You have to have this confidence inside of you, but I'm sure there are times where you're like, oh, I want to get sick before I go on stage.
Hammersmith Apollo, I couldn't speak to no one, I couldn't eat anything, I just like water, and I was standing here for like 10 minutes before we went on thinking, I am going to be sick. And a lot of the times I get to the shows and we do the, you know, the mic warm up and so on, and I'm absolutely fine, and then when they say, Judy, you know, 10 minutes, we're going to open, I start to be like, that nervousness. But it's the nervousness of excitement and the nervousness of like just wanting people to have a good time, because we're in a weird time in life and in the world, and you just hope that that hour and a half will be some kind of escapism and some kind of connection
to switch off from ordinary life.
Is
Judy Love your real name, or is that a stage name?
I'm claiming it as it's my name.
Oh, it's a stage That's name.
It's my name. Judy Love is the name.
Can I ask you about Loose Women as well? You know, when you have your meeting, say what you're going to be talking about on the show.
Yeah.
Do you kind of know what you're going to say, or just you just don't know what's going to come out of your mouth once you go?
No,
on?
We have meetings and we discuss the topics and we discuss like our opinions and so on, and like how we feel about it and what our take is on it. But it's never scripted, you know. Yeah. Once we go on, so you know. For example, I was making a video earlier about Harry and Meghan. So if we was in Loose, we might be saying, oh, you know, Harry and Meghan, it's coming back. How do you feel? And I might say, oh, I'm happy for them to be coming back. And so they know she's happy. This one's a. And when we go on, I might, you know, deliver a bit more of what I'm feeling in the moment and so on. So, but we always have it's like saying, hey, girls, you want to go for breakfast? We pull up, we have a chat, and then we go on air. You're like,
yeah.
Is it
live?
It is live telly,
isn't it?
It is live. And one thing I will say about Loose, and, you know, love doing live TV. Honestly, being able to do Loose has definitely developed my skills when it comes to, like, live TV. Because you're so on, it's in the moment, you know, you're thinking on your head, you're speaking, you're interacting with people. Remember, the camera's there, someone might speak into your ear. And those women that I work with are so skilled and so amazing, so worldly. There is nothing that I can think of that I cannot ask any of them, from parenting to areas to live, to health, to pensions. They just know it all, you know?
Do you know what I always say on this radio show that I do? I share everything with the audience. I think there's nothing that they don't know about me, the good, the bad, the ugly, everything. And it's kind of like that in a show like Loose Women. Do any of your friends or family ever say to you, oh, come on now, Judy, you didn't have to tell that story?
I mean, no, not really, because I think anything that I've said on Loose, I would say it on my page. I probably would say more on my page than I would necessarily say on TV, because you're just aware, you know, we're in the daytime, there's children, there's all kinds of things. But I say what I say, and I think that's what I'm known for. Like, you know, my filter is different to everybody else's filter. I just deliver it in a particular way.
The video that they had once upon a time on Loose Women of you on that roundabout, you were stuck at a roundabout for about 5 days.
5 days.
I think I wet myself watching that.
Do you know what's crazy about that? After I went on and did a rant about the roundabout, I met the man who made the roundabout.
Wow.
And he was like, hi, I'm so and so. I said, I'd love to meet you. Who are you? He goes, the man that made the Elephant Castle roundabout. I said, oh, let's go get a drink. So nice to meet you. Oh, sugar, plum.
There is a roundabout in Dublin. When you're in Dublin, there's a roundabout called the Walkinstown Roundabout, and it has about 1,000,002 exits off it, okay? They say it's the scariest roundabout to go on in the whole of the country. And I was a learner driver many years ago, and nobody told me not to go near that. And that was the very first one that I would have come across on my own driving.
That's
Terrifying.
crazy.
Stay away from it.
I will be staying away from it, honestly.
So listen, coming to Dublin, Ambassador Theatre, we'll see you there the 4th of September. Have you any other secret projects that you would like to fill us in on?
Have I got any other secret projects? I've got a little something something with a little something something with another little female comedian coming up who's amazing. It's her actual show, so I'm going to be on that. You know, I've got Our Table, my show Our Table is going to be doing a live in London, and I've just announced that I'm also going to take this show to New York.
Well, excuse me, New York, baby.
Yes, but first Dublin and Belfast, which I cannot wait to see you in a few weeks.
We'll see you soon. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Trina. Take
Bye.
it. Bye,
Bye,
darling.
bye, 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 bye. Thanks so much.